Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3 Sports, just around the corner, brought to you by ECTC. So we don't normally worry about what other shows on the air here are doing. Now, we specifically mean, like, we'll mention Matt. We'll talk about Matt. But Matt's show is Matt's show.
Yeah, we don't have any input in his show.
No, we don't tell him anything.
He does his own thing.
Yeah.
Adam is the same way. Adam does his own show. And so I'm looking on social media where Adam's burning question yesterday.
We have our morning conversation. Yeah. He has Adam's burning question.
So Adam's burning question yesterday, how do you get rid of hiccups? And there's, all kinds of ideas that I've heard through the years about, somebody scaring you or whatever. So there's some interesting ones on here that I have not heard of before. Someone said a spoonful of sugar with a touch of vinegar. So you just swallow that. You eat it, a spoonful of sugar with a touch of vinegar. And she says it works every time. There's actually two people that have said eating a big spoonful of sugar. Somebody else said you fill a glass with water, insert a straw, and then drink it upside down.
How do you do that?
I can't picture this in my mind.
How do you get upside down to drink it?
Is it a bendy, long bendy straw? Or are you talking about a cup with a lid on it?
Are you that like laying on your kitchen counter with your head leaned back over like
I don't,
that?
Maybe. I don't know. That one's confusing. Okay, then there's this other one. Angie says, your own energy. You hold your hands super close together, but not actually touching. So doing that, like holding your hands really close together, is going to help you get rid of the hiccups? How does that work?
I don't know. That's some kind of third eye stuff or something. I don't get that.
And somebody else says a teaspoon of mustard.
Okay, Addison was taught by my wife how to cure the hiccups, because Addison gets them all the time.
Okay.
Because we think...
Do we know what causes hiccups?
In her instance, I think her giggle box is broken.
Okay.
But, but Addison will get a glass with a lot of water in it, a straw. She will plug her ears and then drink heavily from the straw. And I guess the equalization of the pressure of everything, and it stops it.
Like immediately?
Like really immediately.
That's so cool. I'm going to try that one. I like that idea better than a spoonful of mustard.
How about I give you the hiccups?
And how do you do it? Like, can you give somebody the hiccups? Can you cause it?
You can give somebody the heebie-jeebies.
Well, that's true.
There you go.
That's different.
So anyway, there you go. That's that was Adam's burning question from yesterday. So if you like what we do, the other shows here on the station, they do those kind of things too.
Yeah.
Just in their own way and call it their own thing. Hey, Brian and Tricia.
Hey, I've got a couple of good ones for you. I was sitting there listening to your sugar and vinegar and stuff. But anyway, if you tell somebody you bet them $1 million, they can't hiccup again. Usually that stops it right on the spot. But God forbid the day that they don't. But something on another note, bars of soap underneath your sheets, down there between your knees and your ankles, will stop you from getting leg cramps at night.
Wait, what? Say it again?
Bars of soap. Like, what I try to do, I try to get the little bitty thin bars of soap like you can get at motels, hotels, stuff like that. But bars of soap. Well, trust me, I know this works for a fact because I rotated my king-size mattress. You can't flip them. You have to rotate it, flip the head.
Uh-huh.
I forgot to move my soap. And so, I got a cramp one night. And I sat there, I thought, where's my soap? And I put that soap back down there. I like not remember where I put it, where it was, but I put the soap back down there. Still ain't had no cramps.
So is the soap under the sheets, or you just...
I put it under the sheets and just leave it there. I've got a mattress protector, and I just put it underneath it also, but, they're there. It works.
Do you have any idea why that works?
I ain't got a clue. Just Google it.
Did somebody tell you about that? I've never heard that before.
I found it on Google.
Huh. Well, I
work for the railroad, and I sit, when we're stopped or something, I Google, I sit there on Google and stuff, and it was there. But trust me, it works.
Well, that is very interesting, because I have a family member that has leg cramps, really bad leg cramps. So now I'll tell her to try that.
I get Charlie horses in my legs. It'll make you cry.
Mm. Well, I'm glad you found something.
It feels like they're going to tear. They're so bad. But, there's you a couple there.
Well, thank you. Thanks for sharing.
All right.
Have a good day. Bye.
It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. So we've had some weird, interesting phone calls this morning. It's pretty typical of this show. The one that I liked the most earlier was the guy we were talking about. This is a very long story. We were talking about Adam in the Afternoon has this thing he does every day called Adam's Burning Question.
Yes.
Because he had the hiccups. He just used his show as a platform to seek hiccup
which is nothing wrong with that.
And nothing wrong with that.
So yeah, people gave some interesting ideas, you know, eating a spoonful of sugar with vinegar.
I thought that was Mary Poppins and it helped the medicine go down.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
But I guess it helps with hiccups maybe.
So there was another bunch of suggested advice on how to get rid of hiccups. I told the way Addison gets rid of them that my wife taught her. And then there was the guy who called in.
The guy that works for the railroad.
Yeah. And he gave his cure for hiccups. But then he started talking about stuff with his mattress.
With leg cramps.
Yeah. He's on the phone right now. He has, let's just go to the phone. Hey, Brian and Tricia, good morning.
Hey, did y'all ever Google the bar of soap thing to see what it is about it?
No.
No, not yet.
It's been kind of crazy this morning.
I've got an update for you on it.
Okay.
Soap bars contain magnesium, which has shown to relax the muscles and soothe cramping that occurs with RLS. Soap also has a scent that may be helpful to improving sleep and pain, which is said a lavender soap might be something that, which I don't smell soap through my kneecaps. I don't know where people get that from, but anyway, it says lavender soap, you know, relax and, you know, that could be what it is. I mean, I don't know, but I just figured I'd give y'all an update.
Well, I appreciate Thank you.
That was great.
Lavender soap might help relax you. Put it in your mattress. Put it on your mattress between your sheets and
but
you.
But your knees don't smell, so they don't.
Yeah, I'm with him.